It's just crazy mentality that some of you guys have in thinking that this is going to be a good way to attract women or it's going to work with women. It's just, no, please do not do this. Do not specifically put yourself in the friend zone in order to get out of the friend zone, in order to attract a woman. Let's read the email, shall we? All right. I know you mentioned on your channel that men should not try to be friends with women, but I am curious to know if you recommend seeking a relationship with a woman's friends instead. Okay. So if I get this right, let me just see if I get this right. I mean, I've only read one line of the email, but supposedly what you want to know is like, okay, don't be friends with the women, but what if I'm friends with women so that I can get with her friends? Okay, let's read on, shall we? All right. I do not consider myself an attractive man, although I know how to maintain a healthy weight. I still have some acne scars and a receding chin. I also struggle to open up to women. I tend to present myself in a serious, disinterested demeanor in fear that any signs of interest will be interpreted as a threat. I feel like I need to spend a lot of time with women just to feel like I have their permission to smile around them. Okay. So let's work on those problems. All right. So first of all, again, I'm not trying to make fun of you. Don't take this the wrong way, buddy. So you are struggling to open up to women. Okay, fair enough. The serious disinterested manner. Okay, because you're afraid that they're going to interpret any signs of interest as a threat. That's not good. That's what you have to work on, because you have to not care about women interpreting your signs as a threat. You're not going to get anywhere as a man if you're afraid that women will be threatened by you. You're trying to be non-threatening. You are a man, all right? You are threatening. You are supposed to be threatening. Women are attracted to men who are threatening. This is why so many women, they want to be pen pals with guys in prison that have killed 15 people, all right? Because there is an attraction to them. Now, I'm not saying to be a serial killer, okay? I'm not saying to go randomly beat people up or to be a violent man, but I'm saying that you have to be a man that's capable of violence. She has to see that in your eyes, in your demeanor. So don't worry about that. So many guys, they get stuck in this nice guy syndrome because they're like, I want to be non-threatening. Don't be non-threatening. Be threatening, okay? Put yourself out there. Put your sexuality out there. So many guys are hiding their sexuality. That's why they're not getting any kind of response from women, is because women are like, oh, this guy's a pussycat. He's a little cuddly teddy bear. I'm going to cuddle the little teddy bear. All right. You need to be, no, I'm a fucking man. All right. So don't try and work around this problem. Instead, work on this problem. All right. You have to spend a lot of time with them to feel the permission to smile around them. Come on. All right. Because of my caution mentality, I end up getting tossed into the friend zone. Yeah, that's going to get you tossed into the friend zone, of course. All right? I won't even speak to a woman unless she has a career in either entertainment or business. I feel like I need to have something in common with her so I could offer something of value. That way, I have a way to befriend her, earn her trust, and ask out her friends. Okay, now, no, you need to perceive yourself as a man of value already. All right, you're getting tossed in the friend zone because you're weak, because you're pathetic, because women are seeing this from you because you're afraid of being too threatening. So what? So maybe you ruffle some feathers. Imagine if you pissed people off. Imagine if you did what I'm doing right now, right? Like, I mean, I'm recording a video and I'm just smacking you in the fucking face here, right? I mean, I love you. All right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you're probably going to watch this video and be like, what a fucking asshole John is. You know, what an asshole. Fucking guy. All right. I don't care. I mean, I'm not trying to purposely offend you. I'm not trying to be mean to you. You know that I'm doing this because I want to help you. But I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Right. You see what I'm saying? That's why you're getting chucked into the friend zone. All right. If you can't speak to a woman unless she has either a career in entertainment or business, that's a problem. That's why, guys, you need to go out and learn to talk to women. All right. I know a lot of guys are like, cold approach, all the. I get it, okay, but this is your path to personal development as a man. You have to be able to face this fear. You're not going to get around this. You guys are trying to get around this. You're going to get tossed in a friend zone. You're going to be a loveless virgin your whole life if you don't get around this fear. Get over this fear, all right? Now, Bulldog Mindset membership, $7 for the first month. I have an entire section. I've got how many videos now? Like 200 videos, something like that. There's a new video every week specifically giving you tactical advice with a mind map. But I've got one on how to cold approach, how to talk to him, how to get over this fear, and how to even go on a date. All right. So that you can actually talk to women and get through this. Overcoming social anxiety is a huge part of what I offer you in the Bulldog Mindset membership, but it's only one part. There's also financial advice on how to become financially free, fitness advice, live streams, whole discussion group. If you want to become a strong man, you have to be around strong men. There's strong men in there and you can talk to them and you can be part of the tribe. All right. So join if you haven't already. Now, let's jump down to the next section here and see what he has to say. All right. He says here, the reason I feel I need a female friend is to have someone as a bridge to more relationships in case I get rejected or if the relationship with their friend falls apart. If the woman I meet is either in a relationship or a lesbian, I could justify a relationship with her for the reasons I mentioned above. Okay, there's in theory, there's nothing wrong with what you're saying, but it's not going to work in practicality. And it's also trying to avoid your problem. It's like, we don't want to do things that avoid our problem. We don't want to create crutches in our lives. Okay, so your only way that you can meet women is to have a friend with a woman and hit on her friends, which you're not even going to hit on them. You're just going to have like casual platonic relationship with them and then try to somehow slingshot yourself out of the friend zone. It's not going to work. Okay, now, there's nothing wrong with having a female acquaintance that is going to be sort of a lure that you've got a social circle and you can, you know, talk to her friends and you have that. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but go get some guy friends. Your problem is not that you need female friends. It's that you need to get real guy friends. Go find some guy with an axe, with a hairy chest and be like, hey, you're my new friend, motherfucker. All right. We're friends. You know, just bring him home, take him to the bar, get a couple of drinks. You see what I'm saying? I'm joking. But what I'm saying is you need some men friends. And then that's why, again, why I was saying Bulldog Mindset membership, if you haven't joined, get in there and make some friends with some of the guys in there. Some very masculine, strong guys in there. All right. Because that's what Bulldog Mindset is about. So here's the thing. Okay. With the female friend thing about bridging the relationship. So also think of it this way. What woman is going to want to be friends with a guy that's just using her to get her at her friends? That's not even hot. Okay. Why is she going to introduce you to her friends? Why is she going to have you as a friend? I mean, sure, you could not tell her what you're doing, and obviously you wouldn't. But then what are you doing? Are you? I mean, that's kind of a scummy thing to do, right? Think about it. Like, you're just going to be friends with someone so you can get something from them? No, that's not how friendships work in the first place. All right? You can have acquaintance, like I said, and, you know, whatever, and it works out for both of you. But what's in it for her? What does she get from it? That you're her friend? Okay. No, it's not going to work out. It's not a good plan. It's not smart. You just avoid female friends. Just avoid it completely. It doesn't make any sense. And how's that even going to work out? Okay, so she's going to introduce you to her friends, and that's the only way you're going to meet women, and somehow magically now they're going to be attracted to you? No. Go out there and face your fear, all right? Stop trying to figure out ways. So many of you guys try to find ways to mitigate your fears instead of facing them. All right, let me see. Another reason I adopted the date the friend mentality is to allow myself to have lower expectations. That way I do not give myself or the woman the pressure to have to make romance or sex the goal. I feel like this method may be the only one that works for me while I work on my business ambitions and save up money for surgery. Oh, not another surgery guy. Come on. All right, please stop. I'm not against surgery. Okay. I got a nose job. All right. But I didn't do it because I needed to. Right? So I'm not against surgery, but I'm against surgery when you're using it. You haven't even done step one, face your fears. Go and face your fears first. Okay, go out there and talk to them. Go out there. And then if you're like, okay, well, you know, I'd have better results with women and I just feel insecure about this part of myself, so I'm going to change it with some surgery. Fine. And I totally even respect the idea of that. Like, you need to work on your business and ambitions and save money. Sure, but please not for surgery. Okay, it's not going to solve your problem. So many people think it's going to solve their problem. It's not, right? But the date the friend mentality is not good. Okay, it's not good, right? You don't want to not have the pressure of not having romance or sex the goal. Okay, you don't need a pressure for it, but that should be the goal. When you talk to a woman, all right, you need to be like, I'm here to fuck. You need to be able to say that. Don't say it, but you need to be able to say that, because you need to be saying that in how you're coming across. That doesn't mean that you're just there for that. It doesn't mean that you have to put pressure for romance or sex on it, but for the romance at least, right? You don't need to be interacting with a woman or being friends with her or talking to her for very long if there's not going to be any kind of potential of a romantic interest there. Why? Why are you wasting your time? Why? You understand what I'm saying? So there needs to be that, right? You need to have it when girls tell you, and let me tell you guys this real big tip. If a girl ever tells you, I just want to be friends, or I just want to start out as friends first, you're like, no, I have enough friends. I don't need any girls as friends. No, thanks. Not interested. Okay. You shut her down. You'd be like, not interested. Many times girls will come back and be like, they will still talk to you. And that means they're complying with your romantic interest. All right. It's a filter. You have to have a standard. You set expectation. You don't need to lower your expectations because you don't need to have expectations. Let go of the expectations. Instead, have standards for yourself. All right. Now, but I want to know your opinion on the subject. Do you believe a friendship with a woman with the intent of dating her friends works? I can already think of some potential problems with this method, but I still want to know if you or someone I know had once done what I described. Thank you in advance. All right. I don't mean to beat up on you so much. I hope you can take this in good humor, but I do have to beat up on you some. No, it doesn't work. It's a bad idea. It's a bad plan for multiple reasons. One, because it's insincere. You're using someone. That's not a good premise for a friendship. Two, because you shouldn't have women as friends in general. Okay, there's some exceptions to this and acquaintances. All right, fine. And three, because this doesn't solve your problem. You're trying to use this as a crutch, but it's not even a good one because it's not even going to solve your problem. You're not even going to make any progress doing this. How is this even going to work? I mean, go ahead. You want to try it? Go ahead and try it. Many guys have tried this. It doesn't work. There's nothing that makes any sense about this. Why would a girl become your friend and then try to hook you up with her friends when you're not a guy that's of value? Right? And if she did see you as value, she'd want to hook up with you and she'd sabotage your relationship with her friends. So it's not going to work.